Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What we're going to share with you, as we go really talk about Psalms, how encouraging God is. You know, you think about the Lord and you think about His goodness and you think about all the things that He's done for you and through you and to you, just makes you well up with a heart of gratitude and appreciation. But there's something about being able to, the joy that we have, the pleasure that we have, the inheritance that we have as a son and daughter of God, that anyone who knows God, who's accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you have access to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Someone once said that he who kneels before God can stand up to anybody.
That's right.
You know, and I often say that you know, if it's a president or you know, some political figure, but you know, president is the most powerful man in on earth, in the world, and he has great authority, and he has, you know, a few people that have access to him. There's people that come to see the president of the United States, no matter who the president is, and they'll wait 5-6 hours just to be able to have 5 minutes with the president. Mm-hmm. They have five. They will tell you have 5 minutes. You know, make it quick. You know, and say what you got to say because he's on the move.
Right.
He's on the move, and think about that. As a believer, you have access to God at any time that you want.
Yeah, for as long as you want.
For as long as you want.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you can have as much of God as you want.
Powerful.
The question is how much do you want?
Yeah.
Because God doesn't put no limit on it. He doesn't put no cap on it. You can have as much of God as you want. You can spend as much time as you want with him. You can talk to him. He has an open door policy. He's available all the time. And you are invited not to sit in a chair. You can come sit on his lap. You know what I mean? Because people often talk about, you know, that they maybe fear the rejection or there's a distance. Listen, you don't have to strive for anything with God. You can't get much closer than his lap. You know what I mean? You're already there. You can't get much closer. If you're a son and daughter to God, there's no performance necessary because he loves you. Mm-hmm. He loves you. And Psalms 130 talks about, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, out of the depths. Where is that today? You know, there's a depthness inside of us that should is only satisfied when we literally cry out unto God. And we talked about in the beginning of the hour about, you know, you can get so caught up with the busyness of life and so many things going around that maybe you do a drive-by prayer. You do the drive-time prayer. You're praying as you're dropping kids off and you're running to work and all. Listen. Pray all the time. Proverbs says, pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. But there's a time. There's a dedicated time. You know, when you want conversation with someone, do you want to talk only when you're in the car, or you're preoccupied, or when you're building something, or when you're washing dishes, or when you, is that the, no, you want undivided, personal, one-on-one, eyes, look at me, let me see you,
right.
Mouth is moving, don't be distracted. Put the remote down. Turn the TV off. Just go ahead and turn the TV off. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, God's no different. We love on him by giving him undivided attention. We love him by setting time apart, not just to pray about us and for us, but we cry out, not for him just to rescue him. We cry out to him of desperate need for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
In humility, we say, God, God, I need you. So he says, out of the depths, I cry out to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Hear my voice. And the word of God says that his ears are not too dull and his arms are not too short. Ears not dull that he can hear you and his arms not too short that he can't reach out to you. He says, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy.
Mm.
And that's one. I definitely want him to hear that when I need mercy.
Oh yeah,
I need him to hear mercy, please. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? If he kept the record, who could stand?
Mm-hmm. Not one of us.
Not one of us. And the beautiful thing about God is that he separates our sins as far as the east is from the west, and he's not into bringing remembrance to your sin.
He forgets them.
That's the most powerful thing about forgiveness. When people say that I forgive you, well, you need to forgive like the Lord forgives. When God forgives, he forgives, and it's like he doesn't even bring it to mind. It's gone. It's done. Yeah. It's finished. You bring it up to him, I don't know what you're talking about. See, that's forgiveness. That's why when you offer forgiveness to someone, you need to understand that forgiveness means I'm releasing you of this offense, of this hurt, of what has happened. And true forgiveness means I'm never mentioning it again.
Yeah.
I'm never mentioning it again.
Forgetting goes with the forgiving.
Well, that's the whole part of it. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say you forgive,
right,
and you bring it back up again, and you bring it back up again, and you bring it back up again,
yeah,
because remember that love keeps no records of wrong.
Yeah,
we talked about yesterday about entrusting yourself to the one who judges justly. Leave that all with God. But it says if you were to keep a record of sins. Pat's file would be very long, by the way, but, you know. he's sticking out his chest now. My would be too.
I've been forgiven much.
You've been forgiven much. I have been forgiven much. And still need his forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But he says, oh, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. These words that we become so familiar with, people wax over them like it's not, oh, forgive, you know, just love. It's like, do you understand the power of these words? Do you understand the magnitude of what you're saying? What true forgiveness is? I think about all the folks in John G. Lake's ministry that couldn't get healed because they held unforgiveness. So many people today are bound.
Mm-hmm.
They're bound with sicknesses, bound with all sorts of ailments, and a lot of those ailments are the result of their refusal to forgive and let go and let God.
That's right.
And what happens is that when you have unforgiveness, you yourself are the one that's bound up in chains.
Mm-hmm.
You're bound up inwardly, and your body begins to be bound up.
That's what the word says. It says you'll be tortured and tormented the day you forgive.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's powerful.
That's huge.
It's huge. So he says, but with you there's forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. That's so important because how many times are we tempted to just rush into things with God or rush into abide or rush in? It's like there is a waiting period. When you pray, is it a laundry list of God, what can you do for me, bail out for me? Is it, you know, God has two-way communication. It's not just about us talking to God, but it's about us listening and waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. The Bible says to be still. Be still and know that I'm Lord. It's okay to wait upon the Lord. You know, and oftentimes people that don't wait on the Lord see that as maybe non-lax, you know, lax, if you will. No, it's actually exercising humility. It's saying, I'm going to be silent right now before God. I'm going to wait on him because I want to hear, I honor what he has to say.
Because that answer is worth the wait.
Absolutely.
Totally worth it.
Says, my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Watchmen would stand on watch all night and they couldn't fall asleep. And if you've ever stayed watch on any kind of time, you know you're waiting for that shift to be over. It's like, is the sun coming up? Is the sun? Because I can't fall asleep on my watch. They're eagerly anticipating that sun to rise because that means I'm going to be get some relief. I can get off of this wall. I can get off of this watch, and I can get some sleep. Mm-hmm. But there's a yearning. There's an intensity. There's an expectation. Where is the sun?
Yeah.
Where is the sun? Because I got to get off this watch. Are we living a life like that where we're eagerly anticipating and seeking God at every turn, at every corner? Are we saying that we have so much to do today that I don't have spent time with God? Or are we saying I have so much to do today that I can't afford not to spend time with God?
That's right.
There's two different perspectives here, right? So he says, my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for morning. And we get to say, oh, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love. And this is what the Bible talks about. It's that what man desires and what you and I desire is unfailing love. Love me for me. There's nothing like that. For when someone begins to love you for you, all your defects and quirks and all the things that you know, but they love you. And to think that God loves you for you, there's not a single thing that you have to do to earn his love. I love this psalm. It's an encouragement for us to seek him. It's an encouragement for us to be authentic with him. It's an encouragement for us to wait and be so filled with what he has to say and what he wants to do, and understanding in true humility that we can't do a single thing without him.
Amen.
I want to encourage you today to wait on the Lord. I want to encourage you today to cry out to Jesus. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what trial, listen, we can't do this on our own. You can't live this life on your own. No man is an island. The end of all of that doesn't end good for you.
Yeah.
We were made to live together with the Lord. I want to encourage you, cry out to him. Seek him with everything you have, like a watchman who's been sitting watch all night, waiting for that sun to rise. Look for the Lord, call out to him, and he'll be found. God, we're talking about how good he is. We're talking about crying out to him. If you missed before the break, you got to listen to it. It's about, we need to cry out to him. He's amazing. He's wonderful. We need to cry out to him with everything we have. We need to look at for him like the watchman looks for the sun.
Amen.
Is the sun rising? And remember that sometimes the darkest, you know, the darkest part of the day is in the morning, right before the sun comes up. Maybe you're going through a dark time in your life. You need to cry out to him. You need to look for the sun. You need to be aware. And the other thing, too, is that you need to yearn for God. I saw this before. I saw some experiment they were doing about how long someone can hold their breath, and I don't have the full context of it, but what I did get out of this experiment, what they were showing, I don't recommend this, but they were holding someone's head underwater, and the guy said, don't let me come up until, you know, I can't do it any longer type of thing, you know, so he was there for, one guy was a few seconds, whatever, and this guy came in, and he was like there for a while, and everyone was like, oh, what, you know, how long is he staying under, how long, you know. And the guy comes, his head racing out of this big old barrel of water, and he's, you know, panting. And the man looks over, and he's talking to a bunch of young people, and he says, that's how you want to be desperate for God. You want, as desperate as you are for that, to breathe right now, that's the safe place to be. God is our oxygen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can't live without him, and it's not an option. And if, look how far, you know, if he's not your every breath, if he's not your absolute need right now, it just shows you how much we need to turn our hearts and our lives back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm amazed at how many times, you know, God is not even a secondary choice on people's mind. He's a third and fourth and fifth choice. It's like, listen, he needs to be number one.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs to be number one. He just needs to be your highest value. Because let me tell you, tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All you have is today. In fact, really all you have is this moment. Because at any time, anything can happen. And you're gone. You're slipping into eternity. And the question is, where will you be in eternity?
Yeah.
Listen, heaven is real, but so is hell. And listen, just by reading the Bible alone, I can gather that heaven is a whole lot better. I don't want to go to hell. But I want to be with Jesus. And he wants to be with you. But we can determine, we talked about this in the first hour, the seeds, the actions, what we do today can determine and oftentimes determines what our life will be tomorrow. Well, let me tell you, what you do right now, your decision for God right now makes all the difference in the world. Choose him today. Cry out to him.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.